Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. If you're a new listener, we welcome you and pray that you're blessed of the Lord. And we just want to remind you, we're heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday, at this same time. And for my regular family, if at any point you miss a broadcast or you wish to rehear, please feel free to go to our website, www.unveilchrist.org. You can click on the broadcast and they are archived there for you to listen anytime at your convenience. Praise God. Well, now, as we begin a new week together, as I was asking the Lord what He would have me share on, He spoke to my heart that He wanted me to minister on the anointing, to do some teaching from the Word, but more importantly, to just come before His throne. And for those who are going to be listening this week, that God will impart a new anointing. The Psalms talks about, I shall be anointed with fresh oil. And so in the hour and times in which we are living, the hour is so dark. There are so many satanic forces and demons being released in this hour that it takes great courage, it takes great faith and fortitude to stay strong in the Lord and the power of His might. So as we begin, let us join our hearts in prayer and ask God for that new anointing that we're going to, He's going to be administering as we hear the word of the Lord. Father, I thank You that we can come before Your throne of grace. Lord, that we can find everything that we have need of in this hour, the grace, the strength, the faith, the courage, the joy of the Lord, which is our strength. Father, we can rejoice. The world cannot rejoice. They don't have answers. There are seemingly impossible problems that are facing on every side, politically, socially, in so many ways, economically. And Lord, You are the problem solver. You are the answer to the needs of the human heart. And one day, Lord, You're going to be returning and You're going to set up Your millennial kingdom. And then the knowledge of the Lord shall cover the earth as waters the sea, and they shall not learn war anymore. And there will be peace because the King of Peace will be ruling and reigning from Jerusalem. But now, Lord, we need Your strength. And so, Father, I thank You for that anointing, Lord, that You're going to be ministering to us this week, a new anointing that regardless of what our senses tell us, regardless of what our eyes see, our ears hear, the bad reports we hear, nonetheless, Lord, our hearts are stayed on You and our minds are set upon eternity. We are standing firm on Your word. And Lord, we thank You that You and each one of us, Lord, are a majority, that You are the deciding factor. You are the victory in every situation. So we release Your power, even starting today, Lord, and let Your anointing be upon the word of God. As we understand, Lord, as Isaiah said, it is the yoke is destroyed because of the anointing. And Father, those that are under yokes of sickness and discouragement and oppression right now, I rebuke in the mighty name of Jesus. And I thank You, Lord, for Your anointing to break that yoke off of them, and they shall rejoice, knowing that they have been set free and delivered. Lord, the Spirit of the Lord was upon You to set free, to set at liberty the captive, the opening of the prison to him that was bound. So we release that work right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, and I thank You for it. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, I'd like to open with a scripture, a familiar one, I trust, found in 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, verses 4 and 5. And since we are in warfare, Paul makes much reference to that in his writings, in his epistles, that we are in the end times and we wrestle not against flesh and blood, not against human people, even though they appear to be definitely surrendered to the forces of darkness, yet we understand our war is against principalities and powers and the rulers of the darkness of this world and demonic strongholds and spirits that are in high and heavenly places. And Paul tells us that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. We don't fight with swords or rifles or weapons of war, but they are mighty nonetheless through God to the pulling down of strongholds. This is, of course, the King James Version that I'm sharing. And a stronghold, by definition, is a fortification, a fortress, a stockade, a battlement. It's some strong, fortified place. And the weapons of our warfare through God are very strong, they're mighty, and they will pull down these strongholds, these fortifications, these things that have stood as a impenetrable fortress, sometimes for years. The weapons of our warfare will pull them down. And it goes on to say, and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Now, another translation goes on to translate that verse or these verses this way. The weapons we wield are not merely human, but divinely potent to demolish strongholds. We demolish sophistries. Now, that's a word you may not be too familiar with, but let me just share the meaning of what sophistries mean. It means wrong ideas, wrong teaching, wrong understanding, unsound, tricky, deceptive, false, misrepresentation, illogical, misleading, incongruous, paradoxical, irrational, unreasonable, specious, hollow. So that's that use of that word, strongholds, or it says in King James, we demolish strongholds. This NEB translation says sophistries, covering all this these range of meanings, anything that opposes itself to the truth that is in Christ Jesus. We have these weapons that will demolish them and all that rears its proud head against the knowledge of God. We compel every human thought to surrender in obedience to Christ. Praise God. And I'm certain you're aware, if you walk with the Lord any length of time, that His primary attack, whatever we go through, it starts in our mind. That's where He begins His battle, is in our thoughts. And unless you have learned from extensive warfare, a lot of Christians don't realize how the devil works. That's why Paul says, don't be ignorant of his devices. They take little care in guarding their minds. And so many Christians, oh, they love God, but they'll sit down in front of the television set. And, to be honest, I don't listen to regular programming. Sometimes while I'm waiting, they give advertisements, or I have the television on after the news and it goes into a sitcom. I cannot believe the level of, what can I say? Talking about the dumbing down of America. Anyway, they know what they're doing. And so if you listen and spend a lot of time listening to television and or read newspapers or magazines, even listening to the conversation of the world, you are exposing yourself, you're just opening yourselves to all kind of negative thought and influence. Now, we're in the world, but we're not of it. And so that's why it's important that we have the mind of Christ. That's what the scriptures tell us. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And if ever we needed the mind of Christ, we need it in the hour in which we're living. We're not only given the power to pull down these strongholds, but we've been given the power and the anointing to demolish these vain imaginations or sophistries. Remember those, all that wrong teaching, wrong ideas, things that are deceptive or false or unreasonable or hollow, things that are just not correct, are opposing the truth of the gospel. Wicked imaginations are of the devil, and we are to pull down Satan's strongholds and cast down his thoughts, which produce wicked or vain imaginations. We are to have the mind of Christ. Scripture is very clear on that, and it's not a suggestion. It says, let this mind be in you. It's an imperative. Psalm 19, verses 12 through 14 declare, who is aware of his unwitting sins? Cleanse me of any secret fault. Hold back thy servant also from sins of self-will, lest they get the better of me. Then I shall be blameless and innocent of any great transgression. May all that I say and think be acceptable to thee, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Well, I'd like to read several verses from the book of Ephesians, but my time is coming to a close, so I think I'll open tomorrow's broadcast sharing that passage out of the sixth chapter of Ephesians. But for now, I just want to go to prayer. Father, Lord, you see those that have been especially battled in their minds. Lord, the oppression, Lord, the habit patterns of thought sometimes that have been ingrained for years. Father, I take authority over that wrong mental stronghold, that way of reacting, that habitual way of response. And I release, Father, the anointing of God to be able to have the proper, correct spiritual and scriptural application of truth to whatever that situation is. I bind fear right now. I take authority over the spirit of fear. There's a sister listening. You've been battling that all day. I rebuke that spirit of fear in Jesus' name. And I praise you, God, for deliverance right now. And the very faith of God shall arise in her heart. I praise you and I thank you for it. Well, I could minister for another half hour, but I must bring this broadcast to a close. But as I always do, beloved, this is a ministry of prayer and correspondence, one of the joys of my life. I love to sit down in front of the computer and to pray over the requests that come in. Each letter is handled individually, and that includes email. And if you do email, I invite you to send and to share your mailing address, which will never be shared, where I can minister back to you by letter through the Postal Service, that which I know will be a blessing to your heart. I love you. Thank you so much for your prayers and for joining me today. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.